Let's talk now about how the U.S. is part of and in many ways drives the global economy. The Federal Reserve has been aggressively raising interest rates to fight inflation. Rates are now at their highest level since 2008. And many economists say the Fed strategy could lead to a recession here in the U.S. while affecting economies around the world. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, has been writing and tweeting about this. And Derek, most of us know the big picture here in the U.S. Inflation is at 40-year highs. The Fed is raising interest rates to try to slow down the speeding economic train. But how are central banks in other countries responding?
Right. It's not responding very well. The problem is that the Federal Reserve is something like a lever on the global economy. When the U.S. starts raising interest rates, other monetary policymakers, other central banks around the world also tend to start raising interest rates. They tend to also be suffering from the inflation problems the U.S. is suffering, because inflation is often a global problem. But also, when the U.S. starts raising interest rates, something that can happen is that different countries can start to be afraid that they're entering a global recession. And when you start to see fears of a global recession, is a so-called flight to safety. People want to put their money in the safest possible investment. And the safest possible investment tends to be American debt, U.S. government bonds. U.S. government bonds require that you have U.S. dollars to buy them. So as more people pile into U.S. dollars, the dollar gets a lot stronger and other currencies get weaker. This is something that's sometimes called the dollar doom loop. So this is something that we're starting to see around the world, is that rising interest rates by the Federal Reserve are cashing out as a stronger dollar and weaker foreign currencies that are hurting economies all over the world.
Right. And we've got a real world example that I want to ask you about. In the United Kingdom, the British pound has fallen steeply against the dollar, and the Bank of England recently stepped in to deal with skyrocketing yields on British government bonds. When you look at what's happening in the UK, is that a good example of the way other countries are connected back to the U.S. Federal Reserve and their policies?
It's a great example of the fact that the international finance community is connected, and it also suggests something else. It suggests that when fiscal policymakers, when governments talk about tax and spending policies that don't make any sense, they can get fierce blowback. What I think happened with the UK, and this is my interpretation, sometimes it's difficult to exactly, you know, mind read, you know, financial markets, because these are the collective decisions of thousands, millions of people that I don't know. But one thing that I think clearly happened in the UK is that the new government with Prime Minister Truss said, we have a plan to jumpstart the British economy, which is dealing with all this inflation and low growth. We're going to cut taxes and we're going to subsidize energy use, because energy prices are getting so high, we're going to give money back to households so that they can afford their energy bills. That is a stimulus. That is an unpaid for stimulus. It's going to raise the deficit. Now, what do you not want to happen when you have really high inflation? You don't necessarily want more deficit finance government spending, right? Like here in the US, Biden isn't proposing a bunch of new stimulus bills. He's not proposing a bunch of tax cuts. Instead, he's sort of doing very little while the federal government is raising interest rates. So I think that people looked at the British government and they said, we have so little trust that your government knows what it's doing that we're going to bail out on your economy. And that resulted in the pound absolutely crashing, especially relative to the rising dollar.
Right. And a screeching U-turn on the part of the British government on cutting those interest rates. Cutting those taxes on high earners. Derek, economists are already concerned about a recession in the U.S. Many expect one in the next year. What's the potential impact on the global economy? Does it follow that recession hits other countries as well?
Absolutely. You know, it's a ripple effect. If the U.S. is an enormous economy, it's the world's largest economy, it's certainly the world's largest consumer economy. And if we have a recession, that means, by definition, that American consumers are demanding less. If American consumers demand less, that means that all these countries that rely on American consumers to buy their stuff, whether it's European cars or Asian semiconductors, if there's less demand for those things, those companies are going to suffer, those countries are going to suffer as well. An American recession could absolutely be the beginning of a global recession.
All right. Well, that's Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, on the interconnectedness of the world's economies. Derek, thanks so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.